Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Sam Reches. We're learning Simin Yates, which deals with the limitation for mitzvahs of Chaymish. So, regards to the application, regards to Stoka, so the Chavetz Chaim, in, again, his Sefer Avos Chesed, he deals with the lachos of Stoka, Meiser, Chaymish, etc., amongst many other mitzvahs that he talks about. So, raises a question in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that based on Amidas Chasidus, one can give more than a Chaymish. Now, how does that seem to fit with the Tekan of Usha, which was a Mavasis, Ayavasis, Yerzim, a Chaymish, that a person should not give more than a Chaymish? So it seems to be that the Rambam was saying that a person can give more than a Chaymish as Amidas Chasidus. You're not Mechuyiv to, but you could give more than a Chaymish. The Rambam is going connected to the Tekan of Usha. So he suggests that there might be a difference between a scenario where there are aniyim in front of you, or there's no aniyim. So we find a difference in halacha in regards to the mitzvah of stalka, that if an ani is there and he has a need and you don't help them, you're a lav in the Torah of being kaifetz your yad and being ma'amitz your heart. Lois amitz is lebavcha, lotzikpetz is yotcha, not to close your hand, not to harden your heart. But all those apply when the ani is present. The ani is there, he's asking for help, or the ani is present in the city, and you can go, you can help him, and you're not doing so. So that is inappropriate. A person pulls up to a red light, there's an ani there. So we have it in a mefarnes imani akum imani Yisrael, that doesn't have this level of chiyah, but it would be a Jewish ani. And it's true that it's clear that he's an ani. He doesn't have money. Person knocks on your door, and it's clear that he's an ani, and he has these needs. You have an isurim in the Torah to ignore him, and you have mitzvah to say in the Torah you're mechuyav to give to him. But there's a limit of chaymish. That's what the Rambam is saying, that if you want to give more, it's a midas chasidus. You're not mechuyav to give more than a chaymish, but it's a midas chasidus to give more than a chaymish. In a scenario where the ani is not there, you want to do the mitzvahs, you want to go out and find an aniyim to give to. So over there, you should not do that more than a chaymish. It's not even a minis chasidus, it's actually chazal said, don't do that. But a scenario where you have the person actually present, and the person has a need, and you can help him, so if you want to, you can give, you are not mechuyav to give more than a chaymish, but if you want to, you're allowed to give more than a chaymish. The Chabad Chaim suggested, he found afterwards that the Birka Yosef says this same chilek to be explained to the Rambam. But then he says it's not clear to him that this is the true halacha, because Shulchan Aruch does not make such a mention of this concept. We would have liked the Shulchan Aruch to have mentioned this as well. There's also another sefer besides that. So he points out that the mitzvah of Teichacha, the person has a mitzvah to give Teichacha, we see something was doing something wrong, it's a mitzvah to try and correct the individual. The person is not mechuyav to spend money for that mitzvah. That mitzvah is to speak to the person that you're mechuyav to do. But to get involved on the level of spending money, etc., a person is not mechuyav to do. Obviously, they're in a scenario where you believe it's going to be beneficial, and you want to spend the money, you're allowed to. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggested that the chiyav to help individuals and correct them for doing reveres is learned from the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. If I'm mechuyav to return the person's lost item to them, which that's considered something that the Torah was machshav, taking care of the person's money, for sure I should take care of the person's neshama and help give them back their mitzvahs and correct them to do mitzvahs, etc. And that was the source of the chiyav, the concept of kirb rechoikim, or dealing with children which are at risk, etc., is rooted in the concept of a Shabbos Aveda. So the truth is, any situation where a person is doing something wrong, besides the mitzvah of Teichacha, you would have this sora of a Shabbos Aveda. So, So a person can spend money on that purpose, and obviously it's a valid need. But the chiyuv, the Ramah says in Yeridaya, person not mechiyuv to spend money on the mitzvah of Techocha. So there the Levush gives an explanation. He says, because many times it's not effective, so they weren't mechayv a person to spend money for that, something which is not going to be effective. Obviously, if a person has an approach which is effective, but it's going to cost money, it's appropriate to spend money for that purpose. So with this, we've finished covering the topic of the halachas of spending money for the purpose of mitzvahs, and we spoke also in regards to the idea of tircha involved for that. Maybe want to give one more thought about it in the next year, and meanwhile, have a good day.